Hello, my name is Gary Stevens. Welcome to Lion of Judah Online. Today's subject is Speak to Your Mountain. It's a Bible principle also found throughout the whole Bible. You will also find that this principle was used by Christ Jesus in his ministry on the earth, as well as God used it in the very beginning when he looked out and saw darkness in an impossible situation, and he spoke light. He spoke to the mountain in front of him of darkness, and he spoke light. We as born-again believers have been recreated in Christ Jesus, and the Bible tells us that we are to imitate the Father and imitate Christ Jesus. In other words, God expects us to understand this principle of speaking to the mountain or speaking to an impossible situation, speaking words of faith, speaking words of the Bible, speaking those words at the impossible situation or speak to the mountain and command it to be removed. Today's topic is speak to your mountain or problem that you're facing in life. A mountain in the Bible basically means there's not so much a physical mountain that's talking about, but in Christ Jesus, yes, we can speak to the mountain. But God is saying when you have a problem in your life and it's the size of a mountain and you just can't remove it, God's telling you that there is a principle in the Word of God, a spiritual principle that a born-again believer can use to remove that problem or to change that problem in their lives. Let us now go to the scripture, and this foundation scripture is Mark chapter 11, verses 20 to 26. And this is Jesus speaking from verse 20. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. Verse 22, and Jesus answering said unto them, Have faith in God, or have the God kind of faith. For verily I say to you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them. And when you stand praying, forgive, if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you your trespasses. This scripture is very clear. It's saying to you, the believer, speak to the mountain, speak to that situation in your life or someone else's life. The mountain can be something that needs to be added, removed, or changed in a person's life. Let me say that again. A mountain can be something that needs to be added, removed, or changed in a person's life or someone else's life. God gives us the authority through words to change things in people's lives and to change things in our lives. The mountain that stands before you is not as big as the Word of God. The mountain that stands before you, no matter what it is subject to the spiritual realm and it's subject to the Word of God coming out our mouths in faith. The Holy Spirit and the angels will work with the word coming out of our mouth in faith to change that impossible situation to a possible situation and to remove it, to add it, or to change it in our lives or the lives of somebody else. Let me give you now a typical example. A person goes to a doctor with an ailment or a problem. The doctor does the test and finds out the person's got cancer, and the doctor says you've only got a certain amount of time left to live. Even though the doctor's report is a fact, the truth is by his stripes that person is healed. If the doctor says you've got a problem, a physical medical problem in your body, and it leads to death, you can say in the name of Jesus, by his stripes, I am healed. God expects us, the believer, to speak to the mountain, no matter what it is in our lives or someone else's lives, to speak the word of God, which is absolute truth. So the doctor may give you the fact, the report, but that's not the final answer. The final answer is the word of God when spoken out the mouth of a believer in faith. We speak to the mountain of sickness or cancer, no matter what it is, and we say, in the name of Jesus, by his stripes, that person or I am healed, and I command that sickness to leave my body or their body now in the name of Jesus. What I'm doing is I'm speaking to that mountain, even though it's a fact. Let me put it this way very simply. A fact can be changed by the word of God to become the truth. The fact is that person is sick. The truth is by his stripes, that person is healed. when we believe in faith and we speak to that situation in faith and keep standing day by day, that mountain must be removed from that person or myself in Jesus' name. If the mountain is not being removed, ask God for the reasons why. God may tell you there's something else that you haven't done yet in the faith confessions that you need to do. So go to God and say, Lord, I'm praying this mountain to be removed. It appears it's not being removed. Can you tell me, am I doing something wrong? Am I missing something? And God will tell you what to do. Let me say something also important here. This scripture talks about removing mountains out of our lives by our words. We can also make a mountain in our lives by our words too. What am I saying? The devil can come along and put thoughts in our mind, and he wants us to take those thoughts and say them so we can confess and build a mountain in our lives. It is possible to remove a problem in our lives by speaking the word of God in faith at it. It's also possible to create a mountain in our lives by speaking words of fear. It's the same system, but working in two different directions. One is a positive direction, one is a negative direction. And God wants us to speak like he speaks, speak words of faith at the mountain, command it to be removed. And God does not want us to speak words of fear and build a mountain in our lives. I hope you've enjoyed today's topic. It's part one from an 8-part series. The next topic coming is an Old Testament example of a New Testament born-again believer. Thank you and God bless.